the Word of God. If you believe in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you've got a Bible with me, look at me that 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And if you know anything about the church at Corinth, Paul had addressed many things there. And it looked like they had a real problem of following after men. And they did not follow God. And of course, he said, "Is Christ divided?" He wasn't divided. It was a problem there in that church at Corinth that these believers had got in a division, because they said, "I'm Paul, I'm Apollos, I'm Cephas, I'm Christ." And he said, "Christ is not divided. He's not a divided church. It's a one body." And that's what the problem was. And the Bible said, we'll just read this chapter here, chapter 2. And I said, Paul said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit of the spirit and of power." Amen. He mentioned two things right there, spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, but that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery." Amen. It is a mystery. That's right. "Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." Amen. He ordained that hidden wisdom. Amen. He said, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Amen. And so he said, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but that which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual with spirit, things of spiritual." Amen. "But natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yea, he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And one thing I see in the text tonight, in the scriptures here, that God is not in a box. He's not in a corner. You can't find God just because you think he's going to come to where you're at because of what you, amen, believe. This thing of knowing God is a whole lot deeper than what men know. Amen. Listen, he said he'll show you the deep things of God. The Spirit will. In the verse number 9 is commonly, my friend quoted over the thing about heaven, but it ain't talking about heaven. It's talking about things God reveals. He said the God of heaven had revealed them things unto us by his Spirit. And so it is a spirit life. Be open to God and let the Holy Ghost teach you the Bible. He's the only one that can. Amen. We've resorted to so many other avenues to try to learn from God that you not learn that way. This thing between you and God, it's a spiritual life. The only way you know is God show it to you. I'm convinced tonight in reading the scriptures that the only way we know anything is God tells us. That's the only way. It's God. Listen, if you tell God something for your heart, you think God's any different? Amen. He tells you what he knows, and he reveals things to you. There's some things you don't know and you won't know, as well as myself. They're a mystery. He said there's a mystery. Amen. You've got to accept what he says and who he is. Hey, God, you can't try to figure him out. Hey, amen. You will not figure God out. Hey, amen. You can't, friend. Hey, God, his ways are past finding out. The only thing we know is what he gives us and what he reveals unto us. It's not a cut and dried religion. It's not a Baptist, ain't God, Methodist or whatever. I am Baptist because I believe in immersion baptism after the true salvation. And I do believe, thank God, that they've held pretty good to the truths of the Bible. But brethren, listen, thank God it's not just because, amen, we call it, it's Bible doctrine. It's not Baptist doctrine. The only doctrine you'll receive is what God teaches you.
And brethren, he said no scripture is in it of any private interpretation. It's revealed to his own people. Thank God we don't have to have. Amen. First John said, when First John, we was talking, me and Brother Melby was talking the other night, and he said, we was talking about that. We was talking, he said, First John 2, amen, says we have that anointing. Amen. We need no man teach us. We've got the teacher himself in us. And therefore the anointing of God, the touch of God, the revelation of God, it comes through the Spirit. That's the way it is. And I believe today, brethren, listen, hey God, a lot of people, they just robots. They don't have no relationship. They have no understanding of God. Amen. They only know what they've heard from somebody else. They've never experienced herself. And brethren, it ought not be like it. He wants that kind of relationship. On the day of Pentecost, thank God, when the Holy Ghost filled them, thank God, they said, these men are drunk. He said, we're not drunk. Amen. They just filled the Holy Ghost of God. There was things that went on that day, friend, because the Spirit came upon them, and it was the ushering in of a New Testament. That's why, listen, I believe that. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Amen. Listen, there wasn't a lot of recorded as far as what we see baptisms in the Gospels. I know the disciples baptized. Jesus didn't baptize. But in the book of Acts, it was more records of people being baptized. I won't give you why I think that. You can believe what you want to. It's all right. I believe the reason baptism picked up in the book of Acts was when that church, thank God, really got established through that Spirit of God coming in them, and they were stressed out. And they was people, thank God, they added to the church. And they that glad to receive the word were baptized. And you see everywhere, remember the eunuch, what hindered me to be baptized? He was in the desert, friend. He had heard the worship. He has reading the scripture. But Philip had to go there and preach to him. And when he preached Jesus, thank God, he went on and he said, here's a body of water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Amen. Jesus put emphasis, amen, on spirit baptism. Even John did. He said, there's one coming after me. Amen. That's mightier than I. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so I know in the New Testament, amen, especially for Jewish people, water baptism, thank God, was a, my friend, I'm going to say this, it was evidence, thank God, that they had an inward work of grace, and Christ was their Messiah, amen. And so what about the Gentiles? Well, it's identification. It's the way, praise God, that we believe. If you believe, thank God, we say Baptist, what they set up, but God set it up, really, the baptism, amen, is identifying with Christ and his church. Amen. Listen, thank God, here in the scripture, we go to the Spirit. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we know tonight, thank God, the only one that can teach us is God. Amen. You say, who's right, preacher? Amen. The Lord is. Amen. I don't think everything I say is always right. If I did, I'd be about perfect. Amen. Amen. As far as what I say, I believe what I preach, and I believe what God give me. But there's sometimes all I can say is I don't know. Amen. Thank God, we can sit out, thank God, and eat a biscuit, thank God, and talk about the Bible, and we'd end up, thank God, somewhere down the line saying, well, this is the way I believe on that, and this is the way I believe on this. I was talking to a good brother the other day. We was talking about a scripture, and he said he believed this, and I wasn't ugly. I said, well, I don't really take it that way, but let the Holy Ghost be the interpreter. Whatever he tells you, thank God. And listen, the best commentary of the Bible is the Bible. The best way to learn the scripture is learn the scripture, thank God, by the witness of two or three. Every word's established. Learn what he said. Learn the context. Learn, thank God, who he's preaching and teaching to. I was reading today about Paul getting saved. Amen. And it said in Acts 9, thank God, when Ananias was talking to God, he said this about Paul. He said over there, he said, he's a chosen vessel. Thank God. And he is, friend. He is a chosen vessel. And he said this about him. Thank God. And now he said, he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear witness. Thank God, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. This is what God said to me. He said, that was Paul. Amen. You can't apply your name to that. That's what God told him to do. Here's what I got to find out, and you got to find out. Thank God, what What is God telling you to do? Amen. We know we got a book tonight. Amen. Peter went in the same chapter and went to Joppa. Thank God, and raised Dorcas. Amen. That had been dead. Amen. He told her, "Arise, she's alive." That was Peter, praise God. That wasn't Brother Hyde. Amen. Listen, there is things God says for Hyde to do. There's things for you to do. And you'll have to find out what that is. Only God can tell you. That's why he said, thank God he puts everybody in the body as he wills. He gives gifts as he wills. That's how it functions. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost. Thank God. That's the administrator of it. And know what God says. Nobody ought to be a pew warmer in the Baptist church. They ought to always thank God, know what they ought to be doing for God. Hey, friend, it's about doing his will. Thank God. It's about glorifying him. And when the Holy Ghost, thank God, is in charge of your life, thank God, he'll use you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Notice this here. Paul said, "I determined not know anything among you save Jesus Christ, him crucified." What he is saying there is, I've seen the crucified Lord. And I'm going to tell you, this is what he told them. Amen. He said, I believe he visibly seen him. I believe he visibly seen him. I believe he's seen the crucified Lord. And he's seen, listen, I still believe that, amen, he, thank God, is in the same body, amen, that he resurrected with. Amen. I believe when you see him, you'll see the wounds in his hand and the marks on his. Thank God, I believe you'll see him as a crucified Lord. Amen. Them Jews would not have it. Under the Holy Ghost came and told them, thank God, ye crucified him. And he rose again, thank God. And they still don't want him today. And brethren, I'm telling you, God, amen, reveal that to me. Amen. I'm glad, brethren, this ain't about religion. It's about the Lord Jesus. Thank God. He died for me. He gave himself for me. He rose for me. He done it for me. He had done it. Thank God for you too. Amen. You can only say it because you know it. Hey, friend, it ain't a general statement. It's a personal statement. And he gave himself, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. That's right. You don't know nothing else. I determined not to know anything. Amen. He wasn't getting in that men stuff. Amen. Whose preacher I'm following and who I've been by. Paul said, God sent me not to baptize. That's what he said. He said he called me to preach the gospel. Amen. There again, praise God. There we go. Amen. Everybody comes to these wild doctrines and said you got to be baptized. I said, well, why would Paul not say he's sending me not to baptize? Amen. If he's an essential salvation to be baptized. Amen. Listen. Thank God he gave the local church. We believe that. We believe the local church has two ordinances. That's what we believe. And we believe it's the Lord's Supper. Amen. The Jesus said this do in what? Remember. So me. Amen. Everything's about him. Baptism about him. It's about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And he said the baptism after salvation, you don't get baptized. Amen. Listen, before you're saved, you get baptized after you have a conversion. Amen. Why would God baptize anybody? Amen. That never has been saved. Even Philip, thank God, told the eunuch. He said, you can't be saved, but baptized unless you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he said, I believe he is the Son of God. He baptized him. It was upon his confession. Amen. Listen. Thank God, we're not in line. You're not my disciples. Amen. You're not, listen. You're not a man's disciples. If you are, what's he going to do when he dies? Amen. He said, we be Moses' disciples. That's the law, friend. I'm his disciple. Amen. I'm going to know that tonight. But if I know him tonight, he knows me. That's the best thing you can have. Thank God, he knows who I am tonight. He knows. Thank God, what I need tonight. Amen. I thought about the lilies of the field. He said they toil nor spin. That means they don't have to do nothing to get what they get. Amen. They just grow in the field of God. And he meets every need they have. And why in the world are we suffering in this day? Thank God, and worrying and grieving and everything else over my friend ourselves. And my friend, I'm telling you tonight, thank God, if we in his field, he'll take care of his own. He said he saw a sparrow fall and he loved them and he had his sound them, and how much more shall he not take care of us? Thank God that he has bought by his own blood. Amen. Thank God. You know tonight you're a peculiar people. You're a zealous unto good works. This ain't a dream, friend. It's a reality that I'm one of his tonight. Amen. Thank God we live like this is just a game. I joined the Boy Scouts one time. I mean the Cub Scouts. I remember we went to them meetings, the Cub Scout meetings. Amen. I ain't joined much. Amen. But brother, that's a social meeting. Amen. Go learn to tie knots and amen. Build, thank God, fires. Amen. Put up tents. Amen. That's just us. People say, you know what people want to do today? They want to join the church. Amen. Listen, friend, I joined the church before I joined the church. Amen. Thank God I got in the church before I got in the church. Amen. I was already in the church. Amen. But listen, you say you believe in that. I believe, brother, when a man's saved, amen, he'll want to get in with the body. Amen. I tell you, it's not formality. It's true birth, the new birth. Amen. When I was born again, thank God I was born into the body. Amen. I was born into the family. Amen. In the body of Christ. I was baptized by the Spirit. I do not believe. I said this tonight. Say it again. You can't prove me wrong. Thank God I don't believe. Thank God when somebody got saved in Acts chapter 2, the New Testament church. Amen. They had a meeting, have them all come stand forward and give a testimony. They said, no, we believe Christ and we want you to baptize us. And they were baptized, and that baptism was their confession to that crowd of people. Thank God that they had died out to religion, the old life, and been born again, and now was a child of God, and they became, thank God, part of that church. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. We just got these formalities today that we think we got to go through. And brother, and I'm telling you what, it's all right if a church wants to do it. But Paul said, I determined not to do anything among you save Jesus Christ. Let's just be free tonight. I mean, it's him and him alone. Thank God, it ain't about, thank God, saying the right thing. It's knowing the right person. Amen. That's right. Praise God, friend. I'm telling you. Amen to God. He said this in verse 4, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. In other words, I'm not giving you some kind of fancy words. Amen. He could have. He could speak all different. He speak many languages. I mean, this man sat at the feet of Gamaliel, who was a Pharisee, a doctor of the law. He sat there. He heard him. Amen. He thought he was doing the church. In fact, I was reading that day, he's bringing out slaughters before my men, threatens and slaughters. That word slaughter there, man, he wanted to murder them people. Amen. He went, they had, thank God, letters from the high priest, my friend, to go cast them men into prison, women into prison, and actually wanted to see them murdered. Why? Because he thought he was doing God a favor. Amen, because he's religious. But he don't know, brother, he's kicking against the pricks. Another day, thank God, he shined the light on him and illuminated him, praise God, and blinded him. Amen, and knocked him to the ground, praise God. Amen, that was confrontation. Amen, the Holy Ghost done it. And when he did, thank God, when you got under conviction in the power of the light of God, Jesus is the light. He's everything, amen. And he made himself known to Paul. And Paul said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus. It's hard to kick against the pricks. Amen. It's hard to kick against that sharp object. Amen. The prick is an object of sharpness. It's hard to kick against it because, amen, listen, you're persecuting me. Amen. Thank God. He said, you persecute the church. You're persecuting me. And brother, I'm telling you this. It wasn't with no fancy words. He just told him. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to get back to reality and commonness and just preach it as it is, as the people are, and let the God of heaven do his work. The only way you can know God tonight is he reveal himself, and he'll reveal himself through his word, I'm telling you. You ain't got no hunger for this Bible, friend. I'm going to tell you, you got a hunger problem, amen. That's right. Notice what he said. He said here in verse number 5, he said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He said, your faith should stand in the power of God. It ain't the wisdom of men. That's why, listen, you cannot take a Bible and get somebody convinced that they're saved by them believing a verse in the Bible. The verse has got to get into them. If the word gets into them, then they'll believe what thus saith the Lord. You can have a mental conception, amen. I remember when our youngest was little, we took them, thank God, these scripture learners, and they'd teach them scriptures, which nothing wrong with it. In fact, Paul said it to me, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And we need to get there. It's like people think God taught their children the Word of God, first five books of the Bible. Hey, didn't they, Brother Joe? They taught them it when they sat down, when they laid down that Word of God. It was written everywhere they taught it, Brother Keith. They taught them the Word of God. Amen. But somewhere along the line, thank God, they're going to have to hear that thing, and it's got to get in their heart. And I'm telling you tonight, there's young people sitting here and older people alike. Amen. You've heard and heard and heard. But if it ever gets in your heart, it'll waken you up. It'll make you alive. It'll make you see who He is. And it'll reveal things to you tonight. I'm telling you, brother, listen. The only obstruction we got is ourselves. We can't blame nobody else. But I'm telling you, are you hearing me tonight? The Holy Ghost is a power of God. And when He comes on you, thank God, He'll show you all truth. Amen. That's right. You say, wonder why there's so many denominations, because there's so many different beliefs. That's right. You know, I've come to the place I don't debate the Bible. I used to. I like to debate. But I don't no more. It's no good. It never changed nobody. Paul did stand in the marketplace, thank God, and it did look like he was debating with that crowd over there about the truth. I mean, it did. He said he contend. I don't know. I don't remember the exact word it used, disputing with them. Amen. In the marketplace. And he did tell them. He said, thank God. He said, y'all ignorant. That's what he said. He told them that, praise God. He said, y'all ignorantly worship a God you don't even know. And the altar says to an unknown God. That right there shows you how ignorant they are. Amen. He preached to them, thank God, what they needed to hear. He used even their own poets to tell them. And it took the commanding work of God to get them people to repent. And there's very few of them repented. I mean, there was very few that repented. It takes God to get a man to repentance. You don't repent, thank God, just because you want to do it. You repent because God sets your will, thank God, toward Him. Amen. Through conviction, through the dealings of God, through the works of God. And when God does that, a man can be saved. He can't be saved without repentance. I don't care what anybody says, friend. Repentance is a part of the salvation work, and it don't stop at salvation. It continues through the day you die, friend. Amen. Listen, if I repented then, I'm repenting now. If I believe then, I believe now. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, you never did. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, I believe the Bible's the Word of God. I've had people tell me, well, I don't believe that way no more. I said, you never believed it. And you can't believe something and not keep on believing it. Amen. Listen, if I believe that's the Word of God, and there's three things, thank God, that I won't say I believe tonight. One of them is, I believe the Bible's inspired. Amen. I mean, I believe I got an inspired book. What would I have if I did not believe that this is an inspired book? I mean, this book is inspired, Brother Joe. Hey, God, He said, all scriptures give inspiration to God. Amen. Listen, I know people say, well, this and no, thank God, they made mistakes and all that. Brother, listen, I know it's a translation, but I know a sovereign God over the translators. I know somebody, thank God, it took these men and women. I don't want no new version. I ain't going that way. I ain't got no problem with reading what we read and what we understand through the Holy Ghost. Oh, people's changed today. Amen. Listen, I ain't against commentaries. I use some every once in a while. I'm not against Strong's Concordance. I use it. But it still ain't the inspired word. The inspired word's here. Now, we learn from that. We got books we learn from. But listen, friend, go with God. Amen. Listen, thank God the old timers, they didn't have a whole lot of education, but they had enough sense to know if God got in it with them, they'd get something from God. We got so educated today, and we're in a mess, and people don't know how to do anything for God no more unless they got a book on it, amen, that somebody else wrote. And brother, we got the book of God tonight. We can read it. Thank God, I like it, don't you? And it's by the power of God, not in the wisdom of men tonight, amen. That's right. God help. If I died today and y'all got an educated preacher in here that didn't know nothing about God, I tell y'all, God have mercy on y'all. Amen. That's right. Y'all, God help. Amen. I've saw churches die. Edgar Thomas, brother, listen, that man had the power of God as much as anybody I've been around. He preached there. He said, brother, that church went down. They got, thank God, they got some guy that wanted to try to changed the ways of God and everything else. Ruined it. Amen. They got down to nothing. And listen, I know God does use a man to preach. I know God does use a man in the ministry. There ain't no doubt about that. But brother, he ain't God. Amen. I pray to God you'd be enough mature. Amen. If I dropped off tonight, amen to God, you'd have enough maturity to say, I want a man of God to preach to me. I ain't want for somebody to, thank God, tickle my ears. Amen. Or give me an educated outline. Amen. I just need the Holy Ghost. That's the only help. That's what he's saying in this chapter. It ain't whether who it is, it's the Spirit in him. Ain't God print us the Spirit in them? That old brother, thank God, West Virginia, come down here to this camp meeting. Old brother Jesse, amen, up there at Brother Tim's church. Amen. He come down this camp meeting. Amen. I preached a little meeting up there and had a pretty good little meeting. Amen. And he come down, you know what he said? He said, the same Spirit you preach with up there is the same Spirit in this church. I said, well, that's a blessed amen. It don't just last in North Carolina. Amen. That's right, brother. And I'm telling you, that's the truth about any preacher. Wherever he preaches, he'll have the same stuff if he's a preacher. He ain't got change. Thank God for where he's at. And who's before him? Amen. It wouldn't matter the whole crowd. Thank God said they ain't coming back tomorrow night. Amen. Preach. Thank God. Preach. I'm telling you, that's the only thing going to help you. Are you hearing me? It's the Holy Ghost. And brother, if you ever get a hold of what I'm preaching, it'll bless your life. It'll give you liberation. It'll give you a hunger to learn. It'll give you a hunger to thank God for him to talk to you and not worry about what Hyde thinks or what somebody else thinks. Long as God says it to you and you know in your heart he's a feeding your soul and he's a giving you something from heaven. Thank God that's where it's at tonight. It's in the Spirit life. It's not in the flesh. It's in the Spirit of God tonight. Amen. Thank God that's right. Amen. If the Holy Ghost give you something in your study, ain't don't never hold back. If we ain't mature enough to take the truth, thank God we need to get off the bottle, thank God, and start eating some meat, amen. Never saw people. God have mercy. Ain't much you can preach no more. Amen. God have mercy. If I preached everything I believe, praise God, I believe y'all stay with me, but the majority would say, well, that's one and done. Amen. That's right. They call me all kinds of names, everything else. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm going to believe what I do believe, not because somebody told me that. I regard good, godly men. If I hadn't took the counsel of Brother Melby down through the days, and when he come here and he said, now listen, I need to talk to you. And he said, he talked to me and I listened to him. And I did. God knows I did. And I tried to do what God said through that preacher preaching in my heart and helping me as a young preacher. And I called him a lot. And I listened to him. Thank God there's safety in a multitude of counselors. And if you get with godly men and older men, you can learn some things. Amen. But I tell you what, thank God. You can learn, thank God, from him tonight. God. Amen. Listen to the man of God. Listen to God. I'm telling you, I don't know where it's going with you tonight, but if you could get what I'm preaching, that the Spirit's the one that teaches, the Spirit's the one that gives it. It's the Spirit of God. You've got to get it from him. The only liberty you'll have's in him. Amen. You'll be so bound up. The church would be so bound up. Amen. Bound up on preferences and bound up on everything else that they can't get nothing from God. There's no liberty like that. Amen, old brethren. Ain't God, Brother Logan. Ain't God heavily come. I knew he ain't God's going to shake the tree a little bit. I told my wife, couldn't wait till he got here. Amen, when he got up, he shook the tree. The next morning, he come in. He said, Brother, I dropped, ain't God, some jelly on my pants. I had to wear these jeans. I said, Lord, the Holy Ghost is in you. Don't matter to me. Let's go ahead and preach. Amen. He got up that morning, thank God. Amen. And preached about wood. Amen. And the wood got to burning in my soul. Amen. I told Brother Robert Cranfield. Amen. I said, boy, I like that. He said, I did too. I said, I tell you what he did. He cut the wood. And Brother Robert said, and stacked her too. Amen. I tell you, I like it. Amen. It ain't about that, friend. It's about God. You'll never get no liberty. Christianity. All you got's a bunch of fence rules, and they ain't no Holy Ghost in it. It's got to be God. We need some standards, but they got to be personal. If they're not personal, they'll be bondage to you. You got to learn some things. If the Holy Ghost is going to work in your life, you got to give him yourself and let him help you tonight. Amen. God have mercy. Notice what he said here in verse number 10. God have revealed them to us by his Spirit. That's the only way you're going to. Amen. I tell you, brother, listen. I told God today, I said, Lord, it's been a dry spell for me. I mean, I know you talk to me, and I feel the Holy Ghost, but I want you to speak to me. Amen. I need you to tell me some truths. Amen. I need to talk to you. Amen. That's right. Let's go to class, and I'll be the student. That's the only way you're going to learn it. Amen. You could call me, and I could call you and say what you think, and you could give me a good twist or what God showed you, and I can get some help from it. But, buddy, if you get it right from the throne out of your heart, and he reveals it to you, that's where it's at. And, brother, and that's where you get it. Amen. Me and Brother Milby talk about that Bible. Amen. The other night. Amen. One day we was talking, thank God, about the Holy Ghost. And he said, God help, we couldn't say that around some Baptists. Amen. I know why. Because, brother, they so stiff-necked about the things that they believe. They couldn't even listen. If God showed them they wasn't right, they wouldn't believe it. Amen. There's some people don't think they're wrong. But you'll never get right until you see what you're looking at. Amen. Listen, and what God's just talking to your heart about. There's more to this thing, friend, than attending a worship services three times a week. There's more to it. Thank God, preaching three sermons a week. Amen. There's a whole lot more to it, brother. Amen. It's about God tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Keith, are you hearing me? It don't matter what I'm doing. There's a churn in me. Amen. Thank God, it's a churn butter. Amen. The ringing of the nose, bring it forth blood. Amen. And if you get a hold of him, thank God, it'll ring in your heart. Let him help you tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. He said, I got the deep things of God. Amen. What's the things? What are the deep things? Amen. I'd like to sit down with y'all and y'all talk to me. He said right here in the book of God, he said this. He said he searcheth all things. All things. Yea, the deep things of God. Amen. We got to get you. Remember old Peter, thank God's fishing in shallow water. He said, cast out in the deep. Throw it out in the deep. He said, Lord, I've toiled all night and caught nothing. Praise God. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll throw her out, boys. Amen. He threw it out. He said, at the word of God, he threw it out. Amen. He's got so many deep fish. He got in the deep and got so many fish in it, and they're breaking the boat about to sink. Amen. That's right. You're going to get in the deep waters, thank God. There'll be some unusual things happen. You get in the deep water. We so normal today. I mean, we just don't expect nothing much from God if we threw the net. Hey, we like Peter, Lord, I fished all night and caught nothing. Amen. Thank God. He said, throw it out in the deep. Amen. Throw it out in the deep. Amen. He said, thank God he broke the net. Amen. Thank God if our net got broke out of our help us. Amen. If God showed us something and done something in us, praise God. Amen. Brother, do you ever get tired? Do you ever get this tired of routine? And I mean, just going through the routine. I told them in a natural life, I get tired of routine. Yesterday, I was so aggravated. I was tired of traffic. I was tired of, thank God, being around people. Amen. I was just tired. I mean, the car rode by. I say, God help, I wish we didn't live on a road where cars went by. Amen. I mean, I just want to be by myself. I just need something from God. I don't care nothing about all that. But sometimes you get there, you get tired of it. Amen. But listen, friend, in the spiritual life, I get tired sometimes of just going through the motions. Amen. This going through the ways that we know, thank God, there's a greater way in him. There's a deeper way in him. And the only way you got to know is he show it to you. Amen. Yes, amen. But you got to be open to it. You got to be open to it. Well, God help, some of y'all ain't shouted in a coon's age. You have women shout to thank God in the house of God, and you sit there, amen, if the Holy Ghost got on you, I wonder if you'd even let out a holler. You men too, thank God, you ought to lead the way every once in a while. Amen to God. You say, I got to have something to shout about. He said, shout because your names are written in heaven. What else you need? Amen. Amen. You say, he told me that. He told you in the Bible. Amen. What else you need? Amen to God, son. You talking about being saved, going to heaven one day when you die. I got the born again salvation. Thank God your name's in heaven. What else you want? Thank God you want him to come down here and do it for you. Amen to God. Amen. He do it in you and through you. Amen. Where's the old time shout? Where's the joy of God in the church? Out there, where it's at? It's where the Holy Ghost has been left. Oh, it's Wednesday night prayer meeting. We'll go in here. Oh, preacher, give us another little talk. Preach a little bit. Amen. Get up there and sweat and carry on. Amen. We'll go back to the house the same way. Amen. Amen. Notice this here, what he said. I'm going to go ahead. Listen, I got time tonight. That's why I started early. I don't want to hold you late. But he said, for in verse number 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of the man which is in him? The spirit of man which is in him, that's how he knows that. He's talking about, listen, notice what he said here. He said, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. You don't know the things of God, but the spirit of God does. That's right. How do you know that? How do I know this? Because it witnesses in my soul, spirit. That's where it's at. Notice this here. I want you to hear me here. In verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Boy, I could say some things there, but I don't want to be nice tonight. Under God, son, we live in such a day. Doctor, bottle stopper, and all this old foolishness, it ain't nothing. Come down with 10 reasons how we can have God. I'm going to tell you, have God. Get on your face for him. I'm sick of that. It's just a bunch of rigmarole. That's all it is, to sell a book and make a little dollar bill. Amen. That's just like old Steve and the rest of the television crowd. It's just a money game. If you believe that, you got craziness in your mind. That's right. I wouldn't watch nothing like that. I ain't got time. Amen. I'd rather watch the Three Stooges anyhow.
Yes, sir.
I'd give them any day, thank God. If Curly's on there, amen. That's right. But I'm telling you one thing, I'd rather watch that than watch Joel Osteen or thank God all these other people out for money. These people say, plant me a seed. I said, why don't you ever plant it my way? Amen. They want me to send them $100 and think we've got to give me $1,000. God's going to give me $1,000. Why they want us to send it to them? Why don't they send it to somebody else? Why don't they send their seed to somebody? Amen. That's right. I plant the seed, thank God. It ain't going to come up unless you do plant it too, brother. And I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost reveals things to us. And we got to be open to this thing, brother. It's the Holy Spirit of God. I'm not talking about the spirit of man, the spirit of wildfire. I'm talking about the power of God. Notice this here, I got to go. Verse 14 is where my text is. But the natural man receiveth not the things. What is them? It says the things. How plural. I mean, how far are you going to... the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The things, the natural man. You know what natural means? It misses what it means. It means sensual. That means that you control by your senses, your eyes, your ears, your smell, your taste. You control by that. That's why Bill Clinton could get on the radio and read a sermon and somebody say, boy, he really had a good message. That shows you how sensual you are. There's no ring to it. There's no spirit to it. That's right. Amen to God. I've preached without that before. I need the help of God. Truth alone, all that breeds is Pharisees. The Holy Spirit with truth brings forth spiritual stuff. That's right. Notice this. The natural man is the lower nature. It's the Adamic nature. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Not the Word of God, the things of the Spirit of God. There's people that can quote the Bible and never have been saved. Have mercy. That ain't salvation anyhow. Just because you can quote the Bible. I've heard people say, well, I'm saved. I believe Romans 10, 9 and 10. I said, boy, I'd hate to have to lean on that. I believe the man that wrote it. I believe in Christ. Romans 10, 9, 10 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, mouth confession made unto salvation. He's telling you in the truth, this is what happens when you are saved. You just can't take the Bible and say, here, please do this. Please do this. God have mercy. You better pray, please have mercy on me. You're going to hell without God. Amen. Son, these people believe, they believe that kind of stuff. There's not biblical truth. There's nobody, amen, in the Bible. Friend, they preached the Word of God. The Holy Ghost took the Word and got on it. And they heard this. They were pricked in the heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized. And that's what he told them in Acts 2:38. It was repentance. Thank God the message is true, Brother Joe. When you got our conviction, amen, and got lost, thank God it didn't take you long to get found. Amen. That man that got lost in the mouth, thank God, somebody had to prove to him he was lost. They didn't ask him to read the sign, thank God. They said, son, you need to cry out for help. If I got lost, thank God, I need to cry out for help. Amen. Listen, I ain't, thank God, amen. You go on some hiking trail somewhere. Amen. Get off somewhere and get lost. Thank God. Amen. I ain't going to try to pick my phone up and try to thank God to find the maps. I'm going to be crying for help. Amen. Amen. Thank God the map ain't going to help me in the woods. Amen. I'm going to say, help! Somebody help!
That's right.
You get people lost, that's what they'll do. They won't just thank God and try to believe verse. Notice this here. He said, for they are foolishness unto him. That word means that's absurdity or silliness. It don't add up to them. It's crazy. I mean, the way I'm doing this now, it's crazy to a lost world. They said he's up there hollering at people. Uh-huh. Yeah. You wouldn't remember. Maybe people say, why do you want to holler at people like that? Praise God, my nephew come one time. He said, Uncle Joel, he said, why do you have to holler like that? I said, well, praise God, can I give you a verse? He said, yeah. I said, Isaiah 58 says, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. I ain't that high yet. Amen. It ain't how loud it's what you're saying.
That's right.
It don't matter whether you preach like this or get up here and thank God, have unction on you and talk. Well, if this message is right, the Spirit's with it, that's what counts.
Yes, sir.
And that comes through prayer. That comes through a humble heart. Amen. A man get up and preach like this and thank God. Brother Milby, he said one time, and the first time I ever heard him preach in Back to Bethel Cap meeting in 93. You remember that? How old were you then? 93. That's been 28 years ago. What are you about? Was you about 12 then? 13. That shows you how fast time goes. I was a greenhorn. Amen. I didn't know nothing about moderating the camp meeting. I'm glad I got him the first week. The next week, I thought we was going to get shot at. Amen. But anyway, Brother Milby said this preaching. He said, when he talked about the prophets of Baal jumping up and down on the altar, he said, pay no attention to their antics. They was hollering, carrying on, but they didn't hear God. They didn't have a God that'd hear them, the prophets of Baal. It ain't how they do it, but thank God I like it when a man puts a little butter on it. I don't like dry bread. Amen. Thank God I told a lady this morning, I said, buttered toast, please. And then thank God I put butter on it on top of that. I need something to rub something on it. Amen. I need the rub of God. Amen. But thank God put grape jelly on it. Thank God I made it. See, the thing about it is, if you don't have some rubbing on it, it ain't going to do no good. Amen. That's what the anointing is. The anointing. What is the anointing? It's the rub of God on it. It's that brokenness that the Holy Ghost, when he helps you and testifies, and the Holy Ghost gets on you and rubs you, and he rubs me through it. That's what it is. I'm to teach you. The pastor's to teach you. That's what a pastor should do. He should teach his people. And thank God if it's this style, then that's how you get it. Amen. I had all kinds of school teachers. They had some different ways about them. But thank God the ones that I liked, I learned. The ones I didn't like, I didn't learn. You say, why? It's the way they come across. Amen. The thing about it is, friend, it's the Holy Ghost. Notice, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. That's right. Listen, you can't learn, you can't know it unless it's discerned, it's spiritually discerned. Can I tell you this? Listen to me. I'm about through. Every person that's saved will have some discernment.
Yes, sir.
He will. That word discernment means he'll have the perception. He'll have that inward voice. He will be able to understand, and he will also have to determine. He has determined in his heart, this is from God. He'll have it. He will have it. Notice what Romans 8:14. I've given this fellow a time. Under God, I didn't think the fellow was even saved, and he said he's a preacher. And I ain't to judge. God have mercy. I don't want to judge nobody. I'll be judged myself. But he tried to do everything he could. And I thought, the Bible said, as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yep.
That don't mean I'm led on every hour of the day. But I'll tell you what, I got some lead of God in me. Mm-hmm. Brother Shank called me today and we talked a little bit. And he said God was leading him about some things of preaching. That's the way it is. This ain't a cut and dried thing, friend. This ain't a 1, 2, 3. There's a leadership of God in a man. Brother Todd, I can't give you that. The Holy Ghost has got to give you the leadership. He's got to tell you what to say. Now, I believe it's about you, and I think I'm right. I believe you've matured some. I really do. I mean, in the Lord. I believe you got some, you know, the Lord's helped you. I'll say it like that because you're a young man. Just because somebody don't talk don't mean that they don't know nothing. They might know more than what you know. They just ain't saying it. Amen. I talk too much. I was talking the other day. John's mama come give us some food. And Myers, I don't always talk about, said up there at the plant, talking about me at the plant, you know, going up there helping him out some. She said, I know one thing Joel can do good. He can talk. Amen. Well, they can't hear unless you talk. But I will say this. Brother, the good talk of God is what gets people's interest. And that Holy Spirit's got, listen, I've been home before talking to people and I thought, and I've said this to myself the other day, Brother Joe, I said, I got over there and I said to myself, and I was talking to myself. You ever do that? You ever talk to yourself? Talk to myself. I said, Hyatt, that was stupid.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, would you please forgive me of saying that? That was dumb. But I'm going to tell you what, when that Holy Ghost releases that truth, and Brother Robert, he comes out of me and he's saying things to people. And this fella told me the other day, I was talking to him and he said, boy, I've been thinking about for the last 2 or 3 weeks what you said to me. And I don't even hardly remember what I said, but it was the Holy Ghost. There's spiritual discernment in a man. There's leadership in a man. There's a leadership in a woman. When they got God in them, they're led of the Spirit.
Yes.
He will not go listen, the Spirit will never go contrary to the Scripture.
Amen.
He won't do it. These people say, well, God's will lead me to do this. I say, I wonder why the Bible don't lead you that way. He the one that authored it. He won't take you away from his body neither. These people say, I love the Lord, but don't love the church. That's impossible. You're going to have to love. If you love the Lord, thank God you'll love his people.
Yes, sir.
Amen, son. That's one thing I know. Amen, buddy. I tell you, when I got saved, I fell in love with people of God. He said, God said, you can't love me and not love them because you ain't seen me. But you've seen them. Amen, buddy. Thank God. I want to keep my heart clean on that. I'll tell you one thing, brother. We know we passed the death law because we love the brother. Amen. We hate the brother. We abide in death. And he knows no murder will have eternal life abiding in him. Amen. You might get aggravated with some people, but I'm telling you what, you're going to love them. Old Belcher said it up there at the camp meeting. He said, me and Brother Hyatt don't live that far apart. We love one another. We don't like one another. I said, well, you praise God. I said, you don't never come see me. How can you like me? He said, well, I come down here since you've been to see me. That's what he said. I told him the other day, I'm through preaching. I told him the other day, called me up there, and I went up there, and he said he wanted me to eat frog legs. He said, you ever ate frog legs? I said, no, I ain't never ate them. He said, I thought you was a country boy. I said, it's partial. Anyway, my wife said I wasn't all the way in on the country end. Amen. So people say, wear them overalls. They say, you a farmer? I said, no, I just like to wear them. But anyway, he took me and I thought he was going to take me to a seafood restaurant. He took me to a Chinese restaurant. Boy, I'll tell you, I took a picture, son. Looked like I was about to die. I mean, I really did. I could show you the picture. It looked like I was about to die. That woman, he said, we on the buffet bar. I went over there and I was trying to find something I knew and I didn't see nothing. Amen. I said, what you going to eat? He said, that honey chicken's pretty good. I said, well, I like chicken. I'll taste it. And then they had that Hong Kong steak was pretty good, and I got some of that. And I went and sat down, and I ate a piece of each, and I looked at him, and he was eating it all, you know. So I just act like I was eating a little bit, and then when he went up and got another plate, I put a napkin over it and give it back to the Chinese woman when she come by. Amen. Amen. I said, I'm going to go ahead and get some cantaloupe over there. I saw it over there on the fruit bar. Amen. Then he got that Porsche out. That old fellow, he's a good guy. He's a preacher. He had a Porsche. He said, it's a turbo Porsche. He said, you ever like go fast around curves? I said, not really. I done had some of that in my belly anyhow. And he said, let me kick it in. He put that turbo button on, son. He took us around them curves. I got about the third one. I was a hollering. I said, I ain't wanting to die today. He laughed, slowed her down. I said, oh, you proved you wasn't my friend. You tried to poison me and then kill me. Amen. God have mercy. Well, yeah. I'm glad God's real tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I can laugh a little bit. Amen. I ain't in the monastery, praise God. I'm in the Baptist church. I'm glad we can laugh a little bit, but the fact of it is, if you ever know anything about God, you're going to have to know it through His visitations of spiritual work in your heart. That's the only way. You'll never know nothing about God without that Holy Ghost teaching you. Amen. You never will, Brother Joe. You never will, Brother Keith. You'll never know it. Me and you can study every avenue of everything, but if that Holy Ghost don't teach it to us, we'll not know it. We'll have it up here, but wouldn't have it in there. And that's where it's at. And I want you to listen to me tonight. Be free in God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Not liberty to sin, but liberty to worship. Liberty to do His will. Amen. If you're in His will, you ain't going to want to do nothing else. If I'm in His will, I ain't going to do nothing else. But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't understand what I preach tonight, I'm telling you, understand it. Comes from God. You have to tell God to help you. Amen. I don't understand. The Holy Spirit will give you understanding if you'll ask Him. And there's avenues of growth in grace and God getting you there. To thank God that the church could grow stronger in grace and know God. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand tonight. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the word.